I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Maasai Lodge in Ongata Rongai in Kajiado County in the Rift Valley of Kenya. And we are discussing a subject that is as important as it is unique, the World War II. Some commentators and historians want to characterize them as European tribal wars, which were then projected to the rest of the world. And the reality is that the rest of the world got involved in quarrels that emanated from the continent of Europe and with dire consequences in terms of human loss and in terms of devastation in a manner that was unprecedented in human history. In the year 1941, in what is known as Operation Barbarossa, the Germans attacked. As a student, I used to wonder who this Barbarossa was, but I discovered that Barbarossa was a medieval Roman king, Frederick Barbarossa, who wanted to expand his territory, and the choice of the name Operation Barbarossa was indicative of the intentions of the Germans. Soviet Union was completely caught unawares, and the Germans marshaled nearly 3 million soldiers to attack the Soviet Union. And many battles ensued in that area. We are aware of the Battle of Moscow, the Battle of Stalingrad, and we are aware of what has been described by war historians as one of the greatest tank wars in the history of the world, the tank battles in Kursk. And during that period, it is also to be remembered that the Africans were also being used in these wars. Africans were being used because the colonizers realized that they could not hold their own. So in places such as Nigeria, Kenya, Tanzania, and Algeria, and Cote d'Ivoire, and Senegal, one may say almost all colonies, Africans were being recruited to participate in the war. Benito Mussolini was also at that time the Il Duce, as they called him, the leader in Italy. And he too was interested in occupying and maintaining territory, particularly in their territories in Libya and of course in Somaliland, and the other countries such as France had their territories in Indochina, and in places such as Myanmar, the British were present. So many Africans were also taken away to be carrier corps in the transport arena, and some of them also did become combatants. It is instructive, therefore, that when you visit many African cities now, you find places called Kariako, to use the African pronunciation. These were places designated for those who came from the war and were carrier corps. You find them in Nairobi, in Kenya. You find them in Dar es Salaam, in the United Republic of Tanzania. And you also find places such as Bama in Nairobi, in Kenya, where those who came from Bama, which is now Myanmar, were located. But why is this important? It is important because it has always been argued by historians that Adolf Hitler not made the mistake of opening the Eastern Front, perhaps he would have won the war and all of us would now be speaking German. But what mistake he made was to open the front. And when he opened the front, it meant that the Germans had now to move their troops from the theater of war in the African continent. In fact, historians say that had the Eastern Front not been opened, what would have happened is that Germany would have moved into the continent of Africa with the assistance of Italy, and perhaps they would have dominated the entire continent of Africa with the consequences that are completely unimaginable and unfathomable. So in a very interesting twist state of events. The fact that the Soviet Union became a theater of war was salvation for the continent of Africa to the extent that all resources were focused on the Soviet Union. And this is why when you read history, when one reads history, the sacrifices of the Red Army were monumental in the millions. The sacrifices that were made in terms of the destruction of different cities in that part of the world. In fact, when the war was continuing apace, in Soviet Union was almost decimated with the 6th Army or 6th Brigade of the Nazi Army almost reaching Moscow. And historians now say that the Russians have two natural allies, General January and General February. The weather contributed in a major way, and the Germans lost in a major way, leading to the loss on the Eastern Front. And ultimately, we saw that the Red Army did occupy the entire Eastern Europe and did, of course, capture Berlin, leading to the unconditional surrender of the Germans on the victory day, on the 9th day of May, 1945. So let us, on that basis, with that brief history, also ask ourselves, how did the Africans get involved? We have already made mention of it. How did they get involved? And how did they fare? And what impact did it have? A number of things. Number one, many Africans were for the first time dislocated from their homes. They found themselves fighting in strange lands alongside Europeans whom they had been told were superior to them. When they were in the war, they then started discovering that the superiority which had been preached to them was untrue and unreal. They saw this in the theater of war in Europe. They saw this in the theater of war in Indochina. They saw this in the theater of war in the different areas where they were taken, and seeds were planted in them. And when they came back home, it is important to realize that the agitation for independence was also fueled as a result of Africans' involvement in the World War II. It is also instructive to know that it is after the World War II, where Africans were decimated, that the whole idea of freedom of human beings took root as we know it in the modern world. So that when the world is sitting in 1945 in San Francisco in the United States of America and coming up with the Universal Declaration or with the UN Charter, the world is informed by these realities. When the world is sitting again in 1948 in Paris, and we come up with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, it is because of the events of the World War in which the Africans participated. When the world is once again looking at the effect of the war, one of the most iconic meetings of the Pan-African movement actually takes place in Manchester, in the United Kingdom in 1945. One can therefore argue that the World War was a breeding ground, or World War II was a breeding ground for many things. Number one, it put Europe in its place. And thanks to the Soviet Union at that time, that in their hour of adversity, they came and, of course, participated in decimating the Germans. One of the most iconic photographs that the world refers to every so often is that photograph that features Winston Churchill and Roosevelt and Joseph Stalin in Yalta, where the world is coming to terms with the reality of the Second World War. And kudos to the Soviet Union as it then was. Kudos to the African warriors who sacrificed their all for a war that was imposed on them. And as I speak to you now, there are people and there is agitation, particularly in countries such as Senegal, where they are demanding that the French must acknowledge their participation in the war. And one is saying that the time is now, when Africa is talking about reparations, to also link these reparations for those who participated in the World War II, because it was a war that decimated the continent of Africa, as it did the continent of Europe, as it did Southeast Asia, as it did many countries. And one is of the carefully measured view that the world should never know an experience such as that, and that Europe will not once again lead the world into a war which is unnecessary, knowing as we do that there is a war that is being prosecuted through a proxy in Western Europe. And the time is now for the world to reassess the position and to send a clear message: never again a war like 1939 to 1945. Never again a war that decimated the continent of Africa. Never again a war. And as the world, and particularly Russia, remembers the Victory Day on the 9th day of May, the year 2025, let us send a clear message to the world that we want no other war, and we hope that Africans will be invited to Moscow to participate on that day, 9th May, the year 2025. The world is but a village, and Africa is an important part of that village. We continue to discuss and to focus on the continent of Africa, but occasionally delving into experiences and relationship with other continents. Let us take a break to see you another time. Bye-bye, and see you on a different occasion. Thank you.